It's 5 minutes with me.
Hey friends, Marco here at the self-named 5 minutes with Marco. Although this week, I think we're probably going to be more like 3 minutes with Marco. So here we go. I want to talk about calling for a moment. I met a guy named Marvin recently, and we actually chatted after I led a youth leader workshop at a Salvation Army youth retreat that Marvin was at with a couple kids. Marvin was roughly 60 years old, I'd say, a handsome African-American man with fantastic salt and pepper hair, a warm smile, and eyes full of life. I asked him to tell me about the youth ministry he was involved in, and he told me this story. This is what he said. He said, for 30 years, I was involved in different sorts of youth ministry. For 20 years, I worked for the Chicago Board of Education as a disciplinarian. It was tough work, but occasionally very rewarding. So many of the kids I was working with hung out at the same park, so when the park manager position opened up there, I moved over to the parks department and took that role for 10 more years. I spent time with teens from the neighborhood who hung out at the park. They often had less than positive activities in mind and motion. When the Salvation Army opened a rehab center in the neighborhood, I decided it was time for a change, and they asked me what I wanted to do, and I said, anything that doesn't involve teenagers. They put me in maintenance, and I hated it. I didn't hate it because of the work, he said. Maintenance work was just fine with me. I hated it because as much as I thought I was completely done working with teenagers, I couldn't escape my calling. After 2 years, I shifted jobs again and became the chaplain of the rehab center. And in that role, I've launched a youth ministry again. We're just 90 days into it at this point, and the kids don't trust me yet. We have about 27 of them coming, but only 2 were willing to join me this weekend. But we're making progress, and I love it. I'm starting all over again. Okay, back to Marco's voice here. As soon as Marvin got to the part of his story where he said he was re-engaging his youth ministry calling, he just started beaming a massive smile and quite literally radiating energy. Let's be honest, friends. Youth ministry isn't for everybody. But when you align with your calling, either vocationally or avocationally, you are living the best life, a life of congruence.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.